searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of a Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
One thing that is very important for all of us to understand is that life, no matter your age, is about choices. Life is about choices. As young people and adults, we must understand that our standard of life is based upon the choices that we make. How you want to live is based upon the choices that you make. Your happiness is based upon the, help me, choices that you make. Deuteronomy 30, 19. Look at how the Lord breaks this down. He says, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I have set before you, help me, life and death. Come on, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. You see the choices? The Lord's going to always put before us choices. You can choose life or you can choose death. You can choose that which is going to cause you to be blessed or you can choose that which is going to cause you to be cursed. Now, I love it because he tells us which one we should choose. But it's up to the individual. It's your choice. You can choose to be saved or not. You can choose to go to heaven or hell. It's your choice. God is not going to make us do anything. Life is about choices. Every day, young people, you and I have choices before us. And it's up to us to be wise in our decision making. We need to make sure and strive to do that which is going to help us to be productive. I don't want to mess myself up. What about you? All right. In our text, the Apostle Paul reveals two choices that we have concerning our mind. Two choices he was talking to the Roman church about. It was important back then, and it's also important today because there is nothing new under the sun. When we talk about our mind, this is very important. The mind, young people, your mind, my mind, is the seat of where we think. The Bible uses the word mind and heart interchangeably, okay? So our mind or our heart is where we imagine or think. It's the place where we form an attitude. The mind is what we choose to focus on. How many know you can focus on something that makes you depressed? You can focus on something that brings you happiness. All of that has to do with your mindset. You can be in the right place at the right time, but your mind be somewhere else. You can be in God's house, all his presence, his anointing, everything he has for you to make your life better, but your mind can be somewhere else. In church, but your mind is across town. Thinking about your job, thinking about a bill, thinking about a person. We need to make sure we focus on the right things in life. And finally, young people, the mind is where we reason or we make our decisions. Why did you do that? I wasn't thinking. See, it was your judgment. Before you do a thing, think. That's why James said, be quick to hear, slow to speak. Make sure you make sound choices in life. You just don't do something just because everybody else is doing it. No, you and I, we have to have sound or good judgment. Before you slap that person, think. Before you cuss them, think. Our mindset is very important, especially as faith walkers. As faith walkers, our mindset is very important. Look at this, to our perception, productivity, and our happiness. That mind, some of the biggest battles I fight, guess where they go on at in my mind. What about you? That mind is, as they say, a battlefield. You hear the world talk about your mental health. All they're talking about is what's going on in your mind. So in our text, he talks about two types of minds that young people and adults can have. The first one is the carnal mind. The carnal mind. When we talk about a person having a carnal mind, it's a person that thinks, talks, and behaves based upon their senses, their feelings, or what somebody else said. They're carnal. God is not in their mindset. No, they solely live their life based upon what they can see, based upon what they can do, based upon their paycheck, based upon who they know. That's a carnal person. Their own education is what they depend on. That's a carnal person. They live, think, talk, and behave based upon their senses. Quick question. How many in here have been guilty of being carnal? As faith walkers, we do not need to have a carnal mind. Let me show you why. Let's look at some truths. Y'all still with me? I'm going to take my time and just teach this morning. Okay? Let's look at some truths about the carnal mind. Now remember, a carnal mind, young person or adult, is someone who thinks, talks, and behaves based upon their what? Their senses. They don't walk by faith. No, they walk by sight. That's a carnal person. Our main verse is where we're going to stop first, Romans 8 and 6. First truth about being carnal, Paul says, for to be carnally minded is death. If you choose to be carnal minded as a young man or a young woman, you're going to have death. Ruin. Oh, Lord. Poverty. Unhappiness. All of these words are synonymous with death. I don't want to have a life full of death. No. So I need to make it my business to make sure I am not carnal minded as a young person. It's no way the Hebrew boys would have made it out of what they were going through if they were carnal. It's no way Daniel would have made it through what he was going through if he was carnal. Eve got kicked out of the garden because she was carnal. Adam got kicked out of the garden because they were living based upon their senses, going by what the serpent said instead of what God said. Are y'all still with me? I'm going to bring it down a little bit more. Look at this. You can be educated, popular on social media, have a whole lot of money, and sadly, you can be in church, but still be carnal-minded. You have to be careful, young people, who you allow to influence you or who you allow to have power over your mind. Just because somebody got money, just because they on television, on YouTube, that does not mean their mind is right. That can be a carnal individual, and if you pattern yourself after them, death is going to happen. If you think like them, help me, death is going to happen. A carnal-minded person does not walk by faith or trust God to prosper. Instead, they lean on their own understanding. I want to give you a good example in our day and time of how so many young people get trapped in having a carnal mindset. See, when you graduate from high school and you start entering into adulthood, responsibilities are going to change. And you have to learn how to handle life according to God's word, and not with your own intellect or carnal mind. And so you're going to get out in the real world, as they say, and you're going to learn how the world works, but it's important that you don't get caught up. Because I have been caught up before and was in the church, spirit-filled, but still thinking with a carnal mindset. Are y'all with me? And God doesn't want that for his youth and young adults. Let me give you a good example. Y'all go to Proverbs 23. Y'all still with me? All right, this is going to be real practical. Look at this, Proverbs 23 and verse number 4. Look at what Solomon reveals. And if you read the text, he's talking about a carnal-minded person. Proverbs 23 and 4. Do not overwork to be rich. I better read that again. Do not overwork to be rich because of your own understanding. Cease or stop it. Stop it. Don't overwork yourself in this life. Because I'm going to tell you something, young folk. When you get out in this real world, when you start having your own bills, your own expenses, you're going to feel pressure. Man, I got to work. And how many know man should work? Man need to work or we don't eat, right? Yeah, we need to work. But the text said, don't you overwork yourself to be rich or productive. That's man's understanding. Jesus came that we might have life. He wants us to enjoy life. He don't want you to be stressed out and working yourself to death. Let me tell you something. These jobs, certain companies, if they can get you and hook you while you young, they'll try to get 20, 30, or 40 years of your life on that job. Then when you decide to leave, may give you a pen, may give you a plaque, may give you a little cheap watch. On my wife's job, you got folk that's been there 30 years. The manager of the store didn't even want to give the woman a cake from the deli. These folk will dog you and work you out. And if you are not careful, you'll have the mind. Man, I got to work. I got to get these hours. I got to do this. I got to do that because I got these bills. No. The Bible teaches that the blessing of the Lord makes one rich. You can work yourself to death and still won't be rich. So what we need to do is make sure that we don't get that mindset, because they'll try to trap you. They'll try to trap you and have you feel as if you're going to lose everything if you're not loyal to that job. But the Bible says if we seek first his righteousness and the kingdom, he gonna make sure everything we need, young people, is added to us. But see, life, I have you, and the pressures of life, I have you thinking, man, I gotta do this. I need to go in on my days off. I need to skip vacation. That ain't life. You overworking yourself. You overworking yourself. You're not even enjoying life. How many know God wants us to work, but he wants us to enjoy life? Yeah. I went through this hard. And I'm adamant about telling young folk, look, just keep God first. What do you mean, Pastor, keep God first? Don't just come to church and be religious. No, come to church, hear what God is saying about your life, leave, put it into action, and God gonna bless you. If you are a hearer, James said, of the word and you do it, you're gonna be blessed in everything that you do. Are you telling me that God can't help you take care of a car note? Are you telling me God can't help you pay rent? Are you telling me God can't put good food on the table? He said if I was willing and obedient, I'd eat the good of the land. But see, a carnal-minded person, they won't think like that. They'll say things like, man, serving God ain't paying any bills. That's a carnal. When you hear stuff like that, that's carnal thinking. Man, God, serving God ain't getting it done for me. That's carnal thinking. No, we have to make sure that we seek God. And those who seek God, the Bible says they won't lack for anything. Ooh, that's some good teaching. Don't overwork yourself, young folk. Don't stress yourself out. God came, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Look at what he says in the text. Y'all look at it with your own eyes. He says, because of your own what? Stop it. Stop that. Tell them folk, I want my vacation. Tell them folk, no, I got to go today. I done been here for 10, 12 hours. Time for me to go. We need you to work through your break. The devil is a lie. That's illegal. Even the state said I'm supposed to have a break. Man, even God rested after he got through working. No, don't overwork yourself. How many getting this good understanding right here? Yeah, yeah. I'm going to enjoy life. I said I'm going to enjoy life. I'm going to go to work, but I'm going to enjoy life. Yeah, a man need to work, right? But I'm going to enjoy life. If I don't do nothing but start out going window shopping, so be it. That's only for a season, because pretty soon I'm going to be buying what I want. But I'm going to enjoy life. If all I do is go to the mall and stop by American Cookie Company and pick me up 5-get-1 free, I'm going to do it with a smile on my face. If all I got to do is go and check the clearance rack, I'm going to do it with a smile on my face. I'm going to enjoy life. Man, it's too pretty out here to be depressed over some bills. It's too much going on. I go to the movie and buy a ticket for myself. I'm going to enjoy life. And I ain't going to be talking about all my money going to my bills. No, God going to get his first. He going to get tithe. He going to get offering. And I'm going to give myself something. And we're going to take care of the rest of these bills. We're going to be a good steward. And while I'm on that, let me say this. This is personal. This is just a personal belief. You may not believe that, but you have to be careful, young folk, so you don't become a slave to these folk out here. Things like auto pay. Auto pay mean they gonna get their money no matter what. You gotta be led of God. You mean I'm gonna sign up all my bills for auto pay? What if my car break down and I need to move some things around? You can't. Because you done gave them permission to go in your pocket automatically and take that out. You have to be led of God in everything you do. Boy, that's some good teaching. I pray that stick with some of y'all that's in high school, because when you get out here in this world, you don't need to be carnal in your mindset. Is this helping anybody? All right, let's go to Romans 8. Romans 8. Was that a good example of being carnal? All right, Romans 8 and 7. Romans 8 and 7. Again, we're talking about truths about being carnal minded. Romans 8 and 7 says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. Let's read that. Because the carnal mind is enmity or enemy against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. When a person is carnal minded, God's word ain't gonna work for them. Promises of God ain't gonna work for you if you are carnal minded. God is against being carnal minded. Why is he against it, Pastor? Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. So if I want to please God, I can't be doing it with my own understanding. I can't be doing it with my own intellect. I have to walk by faith. And so if you're trying to live your life on your own terms, you against God. No, we have to choose, young people, or we should choose to live by faith. If I'm carnal minded, I'm opposing God. And I don't want to oppose God. God telling me to bring him his tithe and offering. But I'm short this week. And so I take God's tithe and offering and I go pay a bill. You opposing God. You an enemy of God now. Well, God told me to trust him, but it's getting a little tight. I'm getting a little fearful. So now I'm talking about, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do such and such. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go to such and such. That kind of talk is opposing to God. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do. That type of talk is death talk. That's how carnal-minded people talk. You have to be able to say, well, the retreat is in November. Here it is in April, and I don't have the money yet. You don't say, it don't look like I'm going to be able to go. That's against God. You say, well, Lord, I don't have it. But I know you said you would give me the desires of my heart. As long as I delight myself in you. Well, Lord, you're going to have to tell me what to do. You said if I acknowledge you, you'll direct my path. Lord, you see it's April. The retreat is in November. You're going to have to tell me what to do. Well, Lord, the doctor said such and such, and there's no cure for this. So I guess I'm going to live with this for the rest of my life. That's carnal talk. No, we talk. Well, Lord, the doctor has reached his limit. You said by your stripes, I am healed. Am I making this plain enough? So we don't talk carnal talk. Because when we do, young people, that's against God. That's against God. And the law or the word won't work for you. You'll hear people get up testifying about how God caused resurrection, how God blessed them, and you're like, well, why it ain't working for me? If you're carnal, it ain't gonna work for you. It ain't gonna work. Man, that only happened for preachers. That's carnal. You thinking carnal, that's that dumb stuff. Well, I guess I gotta be. I got to have a college degree to make that kind of money. What? That's carnal. You don't think like that. Somebody say, if he right, say he right. So to be carnal minded, first of all, the first truth is death. Second truth, to be carnal minded is to oppose who? God. Y'all still with me? Oh, Lord. If you ain't mad yet, this might do it. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 3 and the first verse. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual people, but as to help me, carnal. Now look at, he defines what it means to be carnal. As to be babes in Christ. When a person is carnal minded, they're a babe. They're immature. They're childish. Now look, young people, that's okay when you are a babe. That's a starting point. You start having a carnal mindset, but don't stay there. You can be young, but still have a spiritual mind. You can be young and not be carnal minded. But I want y'all to see, whenever you and I choose to be carnal minded, that's childish. That's immature. That's immature. Well, I prayed and ain't nothing happened. That's childish. That's carnal. What you mean? Prayer works. Prayer works, and it works real good. Well, I've been praying, ain't nothing happened. No, something happened. You just childish. That's carnal. That's carnal talk. Did you hear, Minister George? You have to have endurance. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Never give up, young folk. Carnal folk, baby folk, guess what they do? They give up. I want to show y'all an example, a modern day example. This is how I want y'all to be. You need to be able to recognize stuff and discern. That's carnal. That's carnal. That's not someone who's talking faith or Bible. Are y'all still with me? There's this young man. Remember earlier in the message, I said you can be popular, have money, and so forth, but still be, help me, carnal. How many remember that point in the message? There is this so-called gospel rapper, Christian rapper, by the name of Lecrae. How many have ever heard of him? By a show of hands. Very popular. So this week, he tweeted out on his social media account, Jesus and therapy. That's what he tweeted out. He just put that out. Now, he has over 1.5 million followers. And he tweeted out Jesus and therapy. Didn't give no explanation. Just put out there, help me, Jesus and therapy. So one person responded. Lord, let me get a little bit closer. One person responded and said, Jesus is the therapy. He changes the life, the mind, and heart. I agree with that. I agree with that. How many know Jesus will change your life? Yeah. So Lecrae responded, and he said, he definitely works through my therapist. But look at what he said. In the same way he works through pastors, teachers, missionaries, doctors, etc. Young folk, that's carnal. God does not work the same way through a therapist the way he does his pastors and his teachers. Pastors and teachers, young people, are divine gifts of God. God gives pastors and teachers to the church. Therapist was not listed in the five. That's carnal. He does not work through therapists, listen, the same way. No. He gives pastors according to his heart that feed people with two things. Help me, knowledge and all therapists are not according to God's heart. Am I saying therapy is wrong? No. God can use a doctor, right? Matthew was a physician. God can use a physician. But the key is they need to be saved and led of God. Yeah. They need to be saved and led of God. But to put them on the same level as God's pastors and teachers, that's carnal. You don't do that. And so I can't roll with stuff like that. Do y'all see this? You have to be the same way when you are on social media, when you are watching Netflix, a movie, or what have you. Just because they put it out there, that does not mean it's truth. Just because they got more followers than your church, your pastor, or whomever, that does not mean it's truth. The Bible says, let every man be a lie, but let God or his word be true. Even if another angel, the Bible teaches, come to you preaching any other gospel, let him be accursed. Are y'all still with me? That's carnal. The best choice for a faith walker is to be spiritually minded. We can deal with and overcome in life with a spiritual mindset. And so Paul switches from talking about the carnal mind to the spiritual mind. That's what young folk need to have. We need to have a spiritual mind. What does it mean, young people, to be spiritually minded? It means that we think, talk, and behave based upon the what? The word. So what's the difference between carnal minded and spirit minded? A carnal minded focuses on what they can see. A spiritual minded person, they focus on God's word. And how many know the word comes in two forms? The written and the revealed. Some of y'all not responding. Are y'all understanding? All right. Carnal minded folk live by senses. Spiritual minded folk live by the scripture. Boy, that's a good breakdown. Let's say that again for the note takers. Carnal-minded folk live by senses. Spiritual-minded folk live by the scripture. And the best choice as a teenager, young adult, parent, or adult is to choose to be spiritually minded. Yeah. Spiritually minded. Let's look at this some more. How do I become more spiritually minded? I got a lot going on in my life, Pastor. Let's go to John 6. Y'all still with me in this teaching? All right, I'm about done. John 6, 63. Some of y'all ain't even looking at the Bible. Golly, you need to see this for yourself. John 6, 63. Y'all read it with me. When I drop it, you pick it up. It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. Here it is. The words that I speak, this is Jesus, to you are spirit and they are life. So how do I have a spirit mind? I need to make sure that I'm heeding the words that Jesus speaks. And how many know Jesus still speaks? He speaks through his shepherds every week. And he's going to give us a word that's going to help us to live based upon the written and the revealed word. The words that we get from God, that's what's going to give us life. That's going to help us to have the right mindset. So whatever you're dealing with in life, whether you got one thing or 10 things, something minor or something major, put the word on it. You put the word on it, you got a spiritual mindset. And according to this verse, you're going to have life. Woo! How many want life off up in here? Or how many want to continue to have life? Choosing to live life based upon the word is being a spiritual-minded faith walker. Pastor, why you don't do such and such? Because I'm spiritually minded. I'm living according to the word. Why you don't go over there? Because the word told me not to go over there. Why you didn't respond like I thought you would? Because the word told me not to respond that way. When you're like that, you're spiritually minded. Listen to this. When you are spiritually minded, the world's standard, this is important, will be contrary to God's. When you decide, I want to be spiritually minded, and you leave the church, everything you see in this world, it's going to be telling you, you're wrong. It's going to be making you feel or try to make you feel bad. Why? Because the flesh, the world, they're contrary to God's word. And some people won't understand you, and you may second guess yourself at times. But being spiritually minded, young people, is the best choice. Yeah, it's the best choice. Sometimes you may second guess yourself, and some of your peers, they be like, why are you doing that? They won't understand. Why you go to church all the time? See, the natural man, they can't discern what's spiritual. They just don't understand. Hosea 9:7, I'm not going to go there, but it talks about how there will come a time where folk will look at spiritual-minded people as insane or crazy. Man, you crazy to keep going to church. You crazy to keep taking your money and putting it on the altar. They don't understand. What you mean you don't want all this overtime? You got to go to prayer meeting. They don't understand. I got to come to prayer meeting. God is releasing bigger and better. I gotta go seek my God. But the natural man, sinners, they don't understand. And so you don't need to be swayed by them. They need to be swayed by you. And don't let me get started on this media. It's a setup, young folk. When you and I come into this world, the world is trying to keep us from keeping our minds set on things that are above. The world tries to train and teach young people through movies, video games, and so forth. Don't be spiritually minded. Live according to our standards. Y'all know I'm talking right. I want to give you another practical example. There is this show that comes on HBO called Euphoria. Euphoria. Very popular show for young people. Matter of fact, it's about teenagers. And it's one of the hottest series that's been out in the last year. It stars a little girl that played in Spider-Man as MJ. I didn't even know this. But they talk about the issues that young people face, and they deal with them in the show. But, of course, they don't deal with them from a Bible standpoint. You got young people in here that are trans, homosexual. I mean, it's just nasty. But they gloss it up and make it look good. This young man right here, you see with the blonde hair, that's not a girl, that's a man. That's a boy. That's a boy. In the dress right here on the end, that's the same boy. The one in the dress on the other side, that's a boy. That's a young man. This is what's on this show geared for young people. You sitting there talking about, oh, she cute. No, that's a him. that's a man. That's a boy. Some of y'all say, you know what? She all right, folks. You know, she all right. That's a boy. Come to the altar right now. His name is Hunter. Yeah, that's Hunter. All three of them pictures is Hunter. And he offered advice. This is just this week. He offers advice to Texas trans youth. Stand firm in what you believe in. That's what he tells. Look, if you want to be trans, stand firm on that. But what is that doing? That's programming young people's mind, or some young people's mind, to be accepting of what the world is pushing. See, the Texas governor and the Florida governor, they standing strong. They ain't playing about all these different types of agendas that's coming forth. And so they're making laws to go against certain things. And so what do they use? Celebrities get to come back and fight against that and say, no, y'all stand. If you feel like you want to be a boy in a girl's body or a boy in a girl's body, look, you do that. But see, that's demonic. Yeah. And it's programming young people's minds. Isn't that amazing? And when you see stuff like this, you have to be like, hold up. You got to look at it from a scripture standpoint. It's popular, but what does God's word say about it? What does God's word say about it? How many understand? Yeah. Because, see, you can sit at home and Netflix and chill and not even realize your mind being programmed. You sit there and just watch series after series, and if you're not being spiritually minded, that stuff can get a hold to you. Am I Bible? And so young people, in every aspect of life, start disciplining yourself to be spiritually minded. When it comes to your money, be spiritually minded. What does the Bible say about me and money? Because you can get the money, but mess it up. Why? Because you were thinking about it carnally. The Bible talks about not trusting in money. It can come in one year and you make more money than you've ever made. But if you carnal minded, you don't have the mindset, it may not always keep going like this. So, Lord, what do I need to do? But then you can be making a little bit of money and thinking with a carnal mind, man, I only make minimum wage. But then God not really realize God can drop on you in one day what you make in a whole year. So either way, when it comes to our money, when I got married, man, I handled money out of ignorance and with a carnal mindset. And some of our biggest arguments, them first few years in marriage, they came against us. Guess what it had to do with? Money. But once I learned how to be a good steward, we had life and peace. Yeah. When it comes to relationships and sex, young people, handle it with a spiritual mindset. Don't get involved in stuff that you don't completely understand according to God's word. You open up the door. The Bible says don't give space to the devil. You got to realize when you start becoming intimate with folk, you opening up the door for some spirits to come in your life. Peers that's smoking and drugs in the street, you got to look at that stuff from a spiritual standpoint. Your career, young people. Whether you go to school, work, have your own business, you got to look at it from a scriptural standpoint. There are people that got 5 degrees and they broke. I met a guy in my neighborhood, and I'm not telling y'all to do this, but I'm just telling you to prove what the Lord just had me to say. He was telling me yesterday, he knew what he wanted to be in 10th grade. In 10th grade, he knew he wanted to be in welding, and he wanted to make parts. That's what he wanted to do in 10th grade. So what he did was he dropped out of high school at 10th grade. I'm not telling you to do that. But this is what he did. But he went and became an apprentice. He got up under some men that were good at welding and making parts for machines. In 2 years, he started his own business. So by the time he was in 12th grade, he started making furniture and selling it online and making machine parts. Till the company he was working with, he bought it from his boss. Talking to him, and he told me Saturday, he said, yeah, man, I'm blessed to be in this position. Not saved. He said, my house paid for. Everything I own is paid for. And I'm saying to myself, good God, this a dropout that's 100,000 or a millionaire. So you can't look at life from a carnal standpoint. You got to have vision, the Bible says, for your life. Are y'all with me? If part of the vision is for you to go to college, hey, God will bless you. If part of the vision is for you to go to work, hey, God will still bless you. Music, your emotion, your mental state, everything in life, look at it from a spiritual mindset or according to God's word. Are y'all with me? Are y'all learning? In my clothes, let's look at our main verse back in Romans 8 and 6, and it tells us two truths about being spiritually minded. We're closing with our main verse. It says, for to be carnally minded is, help me, death. Y'all didn't help me. For to be carnally minded is, but to be spiritually minded is two things, life and peace. Life, the God kind of living. Jesus came that we might have life. Well, how am I going to get that life? My mind got to be in the right place. Paul said to the Philippian church, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Young folk, you got to have a spiritual mindset if you want to enjoy life. I got to have the right mindset. Doctor said I got such and such, but my mindset is my God is a healer. I'm not going to let this stop me from enjoying life. Lord, doctor said I can't eat that, but I really like that, and I know you made it. What do I need to do? Because you want me to have, you want me to enjoy life. See, I'm talking faith talk now. The God kind of living. That's what I want. Abundant life. Want to be young and enjoy living. Don't want to be young and depressed. Want to be young and happy. What about you? Yeah. Well, how do I get it, Pastor? It starts with me having what type of mindset? Spiritual mind. To have a spiritual mind means my mind is focused on God's what? Word. There you go. And the word comes in two forms, young people. The written and the what? Revealed. Y'all fell off over here. It comes in two forms, the written and the revealed. But then he said, we're going to have peace. What is peace? Prosperity. Woo! And prosperity just don't mean money, even though it does mean money, not only money. God wants us to be productive in how many areas of our life? Every area. So if my mind is on the word, he going to make sure I prosper. Yeah, he going to make sure I prosper. Going to make sure my needs are met. Going to make sure I'm healthy and so forth. Avoid having a carnal mindset. And strive to have the type of mindset that God has prescribed, which is a spiritual mind. And when you and I are spiritually minded, it says that we're not childish, but it also says that we're growing. We're maturing. That's what God wants. He wants young people to mature. You come to the point where, man, I'm giving God what's his faithfully. I know he's going to bless me. Oh, Lord, that sounds like a mature young person. All this praying I'm doing, you think God ain't going to answer my prayer? Hey, that's a maturing young person. I'm fighting all these sexual desires that's coming my way. Lord, I know it's going to pay off in the end. That's a maturing young person. You come to church and you ain't falling asleep no more, but you listening and you leaving and you putting it into action, that's a maturing young person. How many want to stay the same? By a show of hands, testify. How many want to mature? How many want to grow? Oh, I see hands in the sound room. That's what God wants. But it starts with us having a spiritual mindset. A mindset that is focused and makes choices according to God's word. And with that being said, I'm done. Let's give God a hand clap for the teaching.